Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. I hope you will I hope you'll go there and check out my blog, check out my knowledge base, check out my my newsletter. You can subscribe to it. That's Roger Miller, by the way, folks. The king of the road, like our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar. And we got production value around here, folks, in case you didn't know it. Good job, JJ. And anyway, so I hope you check out my website. And if you're, I don't even know where I was. If you follow me on Twitter, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jeffrey is there. And Jeff, you know, here's the irony or maybe the hypocrisy of all of it, Jeff. And that is that, you know, even though I'm skeptical of the long-term value of Twitter and all that, it is a phenomenon right now, and we are getting some value out of it. My organization is getting some value out of it, but it is interesting what you just said. You know, will it be around 5 or 6 years from now?
And I think that the issue to remember is that if you weren't there, it might die on the vine. And it might not be here in 2, 3, 4 years, as one of these social media dudes said. I remember the site, but I can't say it on the air because it's kind of it's not. This is a family show, and their name is a little risque. Right. But the point is, you would be conspicuous by your absence at this point if you weren't there. And that, I think, is what a lot of social media and a lot of these trendy things are. In that you really belong there. If you're not using Twitter, you know. You serve a mass audience. So, but what if you're an attorney in a local market? It's probably more likely that you'd belong in LinkedIn to get connected to people who can possibly make connections and steer you business. You know, if you're a very sociable person, you run a lot of events and you promote a lot of things, then maybe Facebook would be more appropriate, or even MySpace. But look at MySpace. I read yesterday that Google is making their last, you know, I think $50 million payment for the acquisition of MySpace. I think they bought MySpace. Who knows who's buying what? But they're making their last payment next year. They could be paying for, using the metaphor, a lame horse.
That's right.
You know, they could be paying for something that just ain't going to be here.
Well, here's the thing. There are two issues here. The first one, to me, Jeffrey, is the issue of how much time are people spending on any of them.
Right.
And folks. You know, Jeff and I both spend a little time on these social media sites, but one thing I don't do is spend too much time there. I mean, I literally, I just go there and check out a few things. And the good thing about some of these is if you actually have something that people have posted on one of your sites, on your site there, you know, you actually get notified, so you don't have to go there and hang out.
Right. You know what? I'm writing a document now that I'm going to put out there called the Social Media Manifesto. And I really have 5 premises to this manifesto because it opens by saying, hello, productivity police, I'd like to report a robbery. And what was stolen? My time. And I can't get it back. By losing my time, I've lost my productivity. I've lost my output. So my new rules, and I'll go through them real quick, so I know we're coming up against the clock. No social media after 8:30. And before 5:30 in the afternoon, unless maybe like a 20-minute window at lunchtime when I'm, you know, sort of having lunch or whatever.
Just checking something out, yeah.
Turn it off, okay, because it will suck you back in.
Mm-hmm.
Log back in whenever my day is through. It might not be 5:30. It could be 6:30. Turn off services like tweet notifications, even with email. Stop checking email and stop being alerted about status updates of others throughout the day, because it's like chum in the water. It will drag you back in. It will lure you back to it. And then if you want to stay engaged, though, use a service like TweetLater. TweetLater is a free service. You put in your Twitter user ID and account and your password, and you can schedule tweets. So before 8:30 in the morning, you can schedule a half dozen tweets to go live throughout the day. but you don't have to be there all day putting those tweets out there.
Right.
Use the services to benefit you, because if you think you're doing good marketing, but you're not selling at the moment and you're not producing, then it's all for naught. Because
is it safe to say that people who really get sucked into Twitter are the ones who try to actually communicate back and forth on Twitter?
Well, there are two kinds. There are those who do try to communicate, which is fine.
Meaning you see, almost using it like an IM device.
I hate that, and yes,
I do
many
too.
People do, and I
do
absolutely.
But go ahead. What's the other one?
Way. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people do get caught, and I don't use IM either for that reason, because
yeah.
IM is immediate. Jim IMs me now, I got to respond because he knows I'm online.
Yeah.
And probably
but we don't do. But we don't do that though.
Right.
You and
exactly.
I don't do that. So the other. Well, the other thing we were going to talk about, the folks, just be careful. Oh, I know what I was going to say. The thing that will be around when all these other media sites are gone are the communities that you build with your customers,
right.
Your own social media communities with your customers that you can build right now with your blogs, with your newsletters, with whatever you can send to them in multiple channels. Those are the things, in my opinion, that are not only not going to go away, they are the future, in my opinion,
right.
Jeff.
Right. Absolutely.
Long after these public social media sites have come and gone and new ones have replaced them, your communities with your customers online will still be valid and valuable.
This is just media. Okay.
Yeah.
The community will always be there. The media, how you speak to them, will evolve.
We need your website, Jeffrey.
Absolutely.
Your website, Jeffrey.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Can they find out about the road trip there, too?
They can do that, or they can go to homeofficehighway.com.
Thanks, Jeff. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.